This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
In 2015, the only thing that's going to give you hope that means anything is a relationship with the God who made you through His Son, Jesus Christ. I really believe that. I have an aunt and uncle that live in one of the smallest towns you've ever seen in the middle of Louisiana. It's called Cheneyville, Louisiana, south of Alexandria, Louisiana. For years, my aunt was the postmistress there. She grew up in Chicago, but has lived in Louisiana so long, she's more Southern than a Southerner, and her accent and so forth. She talks with a deep Southern accent, even though she grew up where I did, in the Chicago area. When I was 15 years old, I spent a few weeks there in the summer, and one of the first days I was there, she handed me the keys to her pickup truck, black pickup truck, 3-speed on the column, and said, "I need you to go into town and get some things." And I said, "Aunt Barbara, I don't have a driver's license." And she said, "What's that got to do with it? Take the car and go into town and get some." So every morning I said, "What do we need from the store?" I wanted to drive. I'd never driven before on a regular basis, but I did in Louisiana when I was 15 years of age. I was asking my sister recently about my Aunt Barbara. How's she doing? My sister told me this. She's 81 years old. 5 days a week. 5 days a week she goes to the gym. Works out with weights. I'm sure she's not, you know, pressing 300 pounds or whatever, but she works out with weights, does the treadmill, does the elliptical machine. 5 days a week. And you say, your aunt must really be into fitness. Your aunt must really want to look good at 81 years of age. Has nothing to do with either one of those things. My aunt has a special needs daughter, still lives at home. She says, "I want to stay alive. My motivation is staying alive for my daughter." Isn't that interesting? 81 years of age, working out 5 days a week at a gym, and some of us fight over a parking space so we can be 2 feet closer to the mall door. And she's working out an hour a day, 5 days a week, all motivated by love. Motivated by love. What do you do out of love? This is not a message about self-confidence, it's about Christ confidence. It's not a message about self-confidence or self-affirmation, make you feel good. It's about Christ confidence. What men and women need in 2015, when people are being executed for their faith, whether it's in Kenya or Libya or any place else, in Iraq, wherever, we need people who say, "I stand because my hope in the resurrection of the dead." You'll stand on something. Decide today, my faith in the resurrection of the dead because of Jesus. He's alive forevermore, and because one grave is empty, I have hope. Because one person walked out of a grave alive, I have a reason to get up tomorrow morning, and I have a reason to face life and even face death because of one reason. He's alive forevermore. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for speaking to us today from a book or a passage I've never shared in a message ever at any church, in any venue. But today, we read where Paul said, "I stand on trial because of my hope in the resurrection." May that be said of us, that we stand on our hope of the resurrection, not only our resurrection, but your Son, Jesus Christ, his resurrection from the dead. Bless this invitation time as we share a time of decision. If people need to respond to that Christ today, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, folks, if there's ever a message on Cross Hope you'd like to hear again, you do know we have a website called crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org to listen to this message or any other message you've heard on Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.